Welcome, everyone, to another spine-tingling episode of Laugh and Learn, Pathology Edition. I'm your host, Prof. Marissa DuPont, and today we're diving into the world of pathology. You know, the field that studies disease and all the delightful ways our bodies can malfunction. Edgar Allan Poe once said, "All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream." But let's be honest, in pathology, it's more like a nightmare within a nightmare.
Ah, yes, the glamorous life of pathology, where normal tissue is just too boring to study. I like to think of pathology as the place where dead cells go to get their paperwork done. It's like a never-ending DMV for cells.
And let's not forget, pathology is the one specialty that actually reads the fine print on your death certificate. I mean, who else is going to make sure you didn't just die from excessive fun?
Exactly! And speaking of fun, did you know that the human body has about 37 trillion cells? That's a lot of paperwork. If only we could get them to file their own taxes. Just imagine the chaos.
I can see it now. Cellular audits with mitochondria trying to claim deductions for energy expenses. But officer, I swear I was just trying to generate ATP.
And don't forget the immune cells showing up to the audit like, "We're here to defend our territory." It's like a bad reality show. The real cells of pathology.
Well, folks, grab your skull-shaped coffee mugs and let's get this pathology party started. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you might even learn something.
All right, let's dive into the nitty-gritty of what's going wrong at the cellular level. First up, we have a cellular injury. Think of it as a bad breakup. That they call it. Cells can only take so much drama before they either adapt or just rage quit. And when they rage quit, that's called necrosis. It's like throwing your phone into the ocean instead of just deleting the contact.
Exactly. Necrosis is the ultimate I'm done moment for a cell. It's like when you're in a group chat and one person just leaves without explanation. The rest of the cells are left wondering, what did we do wrong?
And then we have apoptosis, which is a much more graceful exit. It's like a cellular swan dive into the void. Instead of causing a scene, the cell just says, "I'm out of here," and goes quietly into that good night, leaving the rest of us to ponder the meaning of life. Edgar Allan Poe would be proud.
Right. And then there's the inflammation response, which is like a bad group text. Everyone's chiming in. There's a lot of noise, but no one's really getting to the point. It's like, can we just resolve this already?
And when inflammation kicks in, it's like calling in the cavalry. You've got all these immune cells rushing in like they're trying to save the day, but sometimes they just create more chaos. It's a bit like when you call your friends for help moving, and suddenly it turns into a pizza party instead of an actual move.
Oh, absolutely. And let's not forget that sometimes the body's response can be worse than the injury itself. It's like when you stub your toe and your brain decides to throw a full-on panic attack instead of just saying, "Hey, that hurt."
Exactly. So to sum it up, we have cellular injury, necrosis, apoptosis, and inflammation, all of which are just cells trying to figure out their lives. It's like a soap opera, but with more mitochondria and fewer dramatic pauses.
And remember, folks, in the world of pathology, nothing is ever straightforward. It's not just about what's going wrong. It's about how the cells react to it. And trust me, it's a wild ride. All right, let's talk about how our body reacts when things go south. Picture this. The inflammatory cascade is like a fire drill at a school where no one actually leaves the building. Everyone's running around shouting, but no one's really getting anything done.
Exactly. It's like a chaotic ballet where everyone is dancing around the problem instead of addressing it. Inflammation is essentially the body's way of yelling, "Hey, something's wrong here." But sometimes it's just a little too dramatic. Like that one friend who makes everything about them.
And then we have adaptation. It's the body's way of saying, "I can handle this." It's like when you move to a new city and learn to navigate the public transport system. Atrophy, metaplasia, these are just the body's creative ways of coping. It's like taking a detour instead of facing the traffic head on.
Right. And sometimes the body's response can be worse than the injury itself. It's like ordering a salad to be healthy, but then drowning it in ranch dressing. your immune system can go a bit overboard, leaving you with a Yelp review that reads, "Too much drama, would not recommend."
And let's not forget about the biological plot twists. Atrophy is like when your muscles decide to take a vacation instead of hitting the gym. They just shrink away, leaving you wondering where all your strength went.
Exactly. And the metaplasia is when cells decide they want to be something else entirely. It's like that one friend who keeps changing their major in college. I'm a biology major. No, wait, I'm going to be an art history major.
And in the end, the body is just trying to adapt and survive. It's like a reality show where everyone's competing for the title of best survivor. But let's be real, sometimes the competition gets a little too fierce.
So, to wrap it up, our bodies are constantly reacting to disruptions like a well-rehearsed play, sometimes with grace, sometimes with a lot of chaos, but always with a touch of drama. All right, let's dive into the clinical clues and confusions that come with pathology. First off, let's talk about how symptoms don't always match what we read in textbooks. For example, ischemia can be a sneaky little devil, showing up late to its own infarction party. It's like that friend who always arrives after the cake is cut, totally missing the main event.
Exactly. And then there's the classic confusion between itis and osis. I like to think of it as the difference between a dramatic breakup and a slow fade. Itis is like, I can't believe you did this to me, while osis is more like, I guess we're just not talking anymore.
And let's not forget about the time I had a patient who thought necrosis was a new skincare treatment. I mean, I get it. Who wouldn't want that youthful glow? But I had to break it to them that necrosis isn't exactly the latest trend in beauty routines.
Right? It's like saying, I'm going for that dead cell chic. But in all seriousness, it's important to clarify these misconceptions. Symptoms can be so misleading, and understanding the nuances can make all the difference in diagnosis.
Absolutely. And let's not forget how some conditions can masquerade as others. For instance, you might think you're dealing with a simple infection, but it turns out to be something much more complicated. It's like when you think you're ordering a cheeseburger, but you accidentally get a tofu sandwich instead.
And then there's the classic case of it's probably nothing that turns out to be something big. You know, like when you ignore that weird noise your car makes and suddenly you're stranded on the side of the road.
So folks, remember that in pathology, it's not just about what you see on the surface. Digging deeper is key, and sometimes you'll find a whole world of surprises lurking beneath those symptoms.
Now that we've discussed the symptoms, let's talk about how we actually find out what's going wrong in the body. Think of it as piecing together a medical murder mystery. You've got labs, biopsies, and stains, like clues scattered around a crime scene.
Exactly. And the first step is usually a good history and physical exam. It's like the detective interviewing witnesses. You know, where were you on the night of the 15th? But instead, it's more like, what were you doing when that pain started?
And then we move on to lab tests, which are like the forensic evidence. Blood tests can reveal a lot, like if your liver is throwing a tantrum or if your kidneys are planning a rebellion.
Right. And let's not forget imaging studies. X-rays, MRIs, CT scans. They're like the surveillance footage that helps us see what's really happening inside. It's like watching the body's own reality show, keeping up with the organs.
And then we have biopsies, which are basically the ultimate let's cut to the chase move. It's like saying, let's not just guess what's going on, let's take a piece of the action and find out for sure.
But remember, folks, pathology findings are not just a collection of random facts. They're like a narrative that tells us what's happening at the cellular level. It's the story of the body's struggle, and sometimes it's a real page-turner.
Absolutely. And the key is to connect the dots. Each test, each result is a piece of the puzzle that helps us understand the bigger picture. It's like assembling IKEA furniture without the instructions, challenging but ultimately rewarding.
And let's be honest, sometimes we get it wrong. Like when you think you're building a bookshelf, but it turns out to be a coffee table. But hey, that's all part of the learning process.
So, whether it's through tests, imaging, or just good old-fashioned detective work, finding out what's going wrong is a journey filled with twists and turns. And trust me, it's never boring in the world of pathology.
All right, folks, let's get weird. First up, have you ever heard of zombie cells? These are cells that just refuse to die, hanging around like that one friend who overstays their welcome at a party. They're called senescent cells, and they can cause all sorts of trouble, like inflammation and tissue damage. It's like they're the party crashers of the cellular world.
And speaking of weird, let's talk about calcified arteries. You know, sometimes on an x-ray, they can look like garden hoses. It's like the body is trying to give you a gardening tip instead of a health warning. Hey, you might want to check that out before it turns into a real problem.
Oh, and let's not forget about teratomas. These are tumors that can contain hair, teeth, and even tiny organs. It's like a surprise party where you don't know what's inside until you cut it open. Surprise! Here's a tooth and a bit of hair. Congratulations, it's a teratoma.
And how about the time I saw a patient with a condition called pseudomembranous colitis? It sounds fancy, but it's really just a fancy way of saying your intestines are throwing a tantrum. It's like they're saying, we're not going to take it anymore.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the bizarre presentations we sometimes see. Like when a patient comes in with a butterfly rash and you think, is this a dermatological issue or did they just have a really bad sunburn while trying to catch butterflies?
And what about the rare condition where people can actually smell Parkinson's disease? It's like having a superpower, but instead of saving the day, you're just telling people they smell like a neurological disorder.
So, in the world of pathology, there's never a dull moment. Just when you think you've seen it all, something weird pops up to keep you on your toes.
All right, it's time for our favorite takeaways. I'll kick things off. My favorite analogy from today has to be when we called inflammation the drama queen of pathology. It just loves to make a scene. You know it's true when you see a swollen joint throwing a tantrum like a toddler in a toy store.
Oh. I love that. My favorite moment was realizing that apoptosis is basically ghosting, but with enzymes. It's like when someone just disappears from your life without a word, but in this case, they're taking their cellular machinery with them.
And I have to say, I'm quite proud of my quote about teratomas. I mean, tumors with teeth? That's the kind of surprise I live for. It's like the ultimate party favor you never asked for, but definitely won't forget.
And let's not forget the bizarre presentations we discussed. Who knew calcified arteries could look like garden hoses? I mean, if my arteries are going to look like anything, I'd prefer they resemble something more glamorous, like a fancy chandelier.
Exactly. And the idea that our bodies can smell diseases? That's a superpower I didn't know I needed. Imagine walking into a room and saying, oh, I smell Parkinson's. It's like a weird game of guess that disease.
So many memorable moments today. Each takeaway reinforces how fascinating and bizarre the world of pathology can be. It's a reminder that learning about the human body can be both educational and entertaining. As we wrap up today's episode, let's recap some of the key lessons we've learned. We've journeyed through the fascinating world of pathology, from the drama of inflammation to the bizarre surprises of teratomas. I mean, who knew tumors could have teeth? It's like a horror movie waiting to happen.
Absolutely. And let's not forget that inflammation isn't just a symptom. It's the drama queen of pathology. It loves to make a scene, but sometimes it's just a little too much for the body to handle. Kind of like that one friend who always has to be the center of attention.
And we learned that diagnosing conditions is like piecing together a medical murder mystery. You've got your clues, your labs, and your imaging studies, all leading to the big reveal. And sometimes it's not what you expect, like mistaking calcified arteries for garden hoses.
Exactly. Each segment today reminded us that pathology is not just about the diseases themselves, but the stories they tell. It's a blend of science, art, and a little bit of dark humor.
And let's not forget to keep our minds open to the weird and wonderful aspects of the human body. After all, who wouldn't want to learn about zombie cells and their refusal to die?
So, to all our listeners, thank you for joining us on this wild ride through pathology. Remember, the next time you have a weird symptom, it might just be your body's way of telling you a story.